Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, we're going to the Super Bowl, man. So instead of me asking you how you doing, I know how you doing because the Rams are in the bowl, brother.
Hey, we're in the Super Bowl, Doc, man. I feel terrific. I'm happy for these guys. And, you know, let's be honest. I think we're going to have to do two shows really to cover everything that transpired in this NFC championship, man. Or should I say NFC West championship, man. I mean, just a great game, just a whole lot of great football these entire playoffs, man, the last week, this week. And just really, you know, ending with the Rams going to the Super Bowl, man. I mean, it's what is it? This will be the Rams' fifth Super Bowl appearance. So a lot of great plays, a lot of great football to talk about, man. Let's get after it.
And talking about the game, man, I am glad this is the game the Los Angeles Rams had to play against this team, because what better way to do it than to beat the bully who's been asking you, when school is up, they've been asking the Rams to meet them after school for seven times in a row. All the other six times, man, they said, meet us after school. The Rams got to the door. 49ers were standing outside the door in the school parking lot. The Rams didn't come out the door. Some of them came out the door. Most of them stayed in the school. But this time, bro, the Rams met the bully in the school parking lot, man, and all that big bad stuff the 49ers have been doing to the Rams the previous six games where they beat them. Bro, the Rams gave it back to them on Sunday the way they were supposed to do it. They stepped up, man, even though their stars still play like stars, great offensive efforts and great offensive performances, but the Rams met the physical 49ers with their – same physicality, man, that came out on top. That's what I'm most proud about, Isaac.
Doc, just hearing a lot of the interviews after the game, man. I mean, you know, we talk about that streak, losing six consecutive games to the San Francisco 49ers, your division opponent. You know, a lot of the guys, including Coach McVay, they were more or less just talking about just being in the moment, man. It's not about what happened, you know, six games ago, but about being in the NFC championship and knowing that this one victory would give you a trip to the Super Bowl. So I like that mentality, Doc. It's kind of like being where your feet are at that moment. You know, it's kind of like having a terrible memory if you're a defensive back playing in the National Football League. And for these guys to come out and just give stellar play across the board, Doc. Everything or every player that we brought in via trade, via off the streets, that has what we call superstar potential, showed up in that game. They showed out big time and propelled the Rams to the next Super Bowl, man. So Super Bowl 56, what is being called. Just great play across the board. Can't say enough about that defense, man. When it's time to play big and when it's time for guys to show up, that defense really showed up and showed out. And like I've been saying the last couple of weeks here, Doc, on the show, it's not about what Coach McVay is saying in front of the team right now, but it's more about what Jalen Ramsey is saying, what Aaron Donald is saying, Matthew Stafford. When you huddle those guys up, man, those serious moments, it's about the words coming out of their mouths, because they're going to show you a level of passion, a level of play that's going to make you play up to that next level. And that's exactly what happened, man.
Are you listening to the words that's coming out of my mouth? Man, now, McVay, now that answer sounds good. Yeah, we're in the present. We're all worried about, man, but come on, bro. Him and some of them dudes in that locker room was thinking, man, these dudes beating us six times in a row. What have they done to where they keep beating us? And what we got to do, man? We got to step it up, because I think for one of the first times we've seen Aaron Donald be very, very vocal. He doesn't do that. So that, I think that all has something to do with the importance of the game as well. But talking about that Rams defense, man, and we're going to talk about these great performances on offense. But, bro, AD, they didn't have a sack, bro. But when it was time to pressure and make plays, when it was time to get after Jimmy G's ass, AD and that defensive line did it. He and Von Miller, man, that last play, bro. AD, I mean, dude is unstoppable. I mean, I'm watching them, bro. They can sit there and say he wasn't, but he was getting pressures, man. They was that last, them last couple of drives, they was double teaming that dude. They was triple teaming that dude, and he still got there. So for AD to step up in that moment to get that pressure, I thought they was going to call it a sack. I'm glad they, at the time, I was like, it's a sack, but I'm glad it didn't, because Jimmy G, he did Jimmy G things and threw the ball up, and we got the pick, man. But yeah, talking about that defense, man, holding, look, bro, because we talk about the 49ers being the big bad bullies, bro. They held the 49ers to 282 total yards. The 49ers ran the ball 20 times for 50 yards. So say what you want to say. Raheem Morris had a nice little game plan, and those kings went out there and executed and mastered that game plan.
Man, players make plays, and players make game plans. I mean, so you can always set it up, Doc, and put your X's and O's, but it's always the Jimmys and the Joes that really show up and execute that game plan that you're putting in place, man. I mean, listen, we're playing a division opponent. That means they know you. They know your tendencies. They know what you like to do in certain situations. And both teams knew each other. So when you talk about double teaming Aaron Donald, also sliding in line towards it, or yeah, turning that center towards him every single time. You got to know where he is. And let's be real, the San Francisco 49ers, they did a great job forcing or trying to take Aaron Donald out of the game. But there are moments, and this is why great players are great, Doc. When people know you're going to get the football as a wide receiver, people know you're going to get that game-winning shot in basketball as a great basketball player, and the defense gives you that attention, but you can still go out and overcome that. That's what greatness is defined as for me, man, because – you know, it's pretty much, you know, let's buckle it up. Let's end it right here on defense. And once again, it kind of reminded me of the 1999 NFC Championship game when all the hoopla was about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, but it was the St. Louis Rams defense that shut everything down, holding Tampa Bay to 6 points. Another great performance by the Rams defense in another NFC Championship game, holding a very formidable opponent in the San Francisco 49ers, like you said, under 300 total yards of offense.
And not only doing that, man, but that dude Debo. Even though that dude Debo, man, Debo Samuel, man, look, my guy, I know y'all lost. Yeah, salute, man. Like, you getting a double salute from me and Isaac, man. That young royal, man, now he had – what Debo had? He has he 7 rushes for 26 yards. So they got him like that. They got him right. 4 catches for 72 yards, but then the 44-yard touchdown they got. And the dude be returning kicks and stuff, man. But the 44-yard touchdown is just the epitome of what he does, man. He just runs through cats. He runs over people. So, Debo, salute to you, man. We held you. The Rams held you in check, but really didn't hold you in check. But that was the dude they had to deal with. They kind of dealt with him, but they didn't deal with him. So, salute to that Rams defense by – not, you know, letting Debo not really Debo him. He Deboed him a couple of times. But before we move on to Isaac, once again, I'm going to give you a chance, man, to salute Debo once again, because I know, young fella, you play for the other team, but we got to give you your props, man. That dude is a warrior, man.
Oh, without a doubt, Doc. I mean, he's actually faster than a lot of people give him credit for. He ran away from some people once he gets the football in his hand. He may be the best rack player in the National Football League. So, you know, he took a big shot in the game. I thought it might have been, you know, over for him for the rest of the game. But to be able to take a shot like that, Doc, and to come back and still continue to contribute and help his team win, man. Big shout out to Debo Sanders. He'll be back. You know, if I got any advice to him, make the 49ers pay you this offseason, because you definitely deserve a pay raise for what you're doing.
Big facts. And speaking of pay raises, man, hey, OBJ going to probably get a pay raise too, because he's one of those offensive guys, man, that came up huge. And before we get – I'd say OBJ made another $750,000 last night when they won the game. He had incentives in his contract, which was – which was based off the success of the Rams. So I think he had – you know, he's made, I think they say, 1.5 so far in this postseason. So salute to you, man, getting that loop. But hey, bro, talked about Matthew Stafford. Now the Rams went all in. It was obvious. Les Snead, Sean McVay, Kroenke. Look, man, we got to win. this year. We ain't going to worry about next year because the work might not even be around next year. We ain't going to worry about next year. So they went out and got Matthew Stafford, gave up a lot to Detroit. Went out and got Von Miller. Went out and got OBJ to get them to, not only to get them to this point, to get a Super Bowl win. So, and he went and got those dudes, and those dudes stepped up. Matthew Stafford had himself a ball game. Odell Beckham Jr. had himself a ball game. Cooper Kupp had himself a ball game. Von Miller did some things when he needed him to do some things. Just talking about Stafford, like 31 of 45, 337 yards, two touchdowns. He had to pick on the deflection, man. But, hey, man, outstanding game from Mr. Stafford, bro. Giving us what we needed him to give us.
Well, you know what, Doc? Other than the interception at the beginning of the game, I think he played an extraordinarily well football game. He showed his toughness. He showed resilience. He showed his ability to make big plays, big throws when they needed them, man. You know, one of our mottos when we were playing was, you know, is that be at your best when your best is needed. Matthew Stafford definitely showed that last night, man, just leading the football team. He's taking shots, standing in the pocket, delivering third down strikes. And, you know, there are many times when I was tempted to question play calling at that time, or not even having the semblance of a run game when it's third and one once again, or third and two. But he delivered. So that means that Coach McVay put the ball in Stafford's hand and said, listen, big fella, you go win it. This is why you're here. There won't be any excuses that coach wouldn't call the plays. No, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you the ball, Matthew Stafford. You pick these guys apart, and we're going to protect you and go win the football game. That's exactly what he went and did, man. He came to Los Angeles to play in these type games, to play in some significant postseason games, and that's exactly what's happened. And he's going to be starting in the Super Bowl 56, man.
And as much credit as I want to give Matthew Stafford, I'm going to give him all the credit, but God dang, bro, you throwing a Cooper Kupp who just – dude just unguardable, man. I think he targeted him 14 times yesterday. Cooper had 11 catches, 142 yards, two touchdowns. Dude came up so big on third down. I think dude caught about six third downs, man, to give us another fresh set of downs. Not only him, Odell Beckham Jr., easily his best game as a Ram, man. Easily his best game in a couple of years. Nine catches, 113 yards. Salute to him. But Isaac, it's another dude. We got a shout out, man. Kendall Blanton, bro. He's five catches of 57 yards, but the dude catches and his plays, they came at such key spots, and they were such huge plays for the Los Angeles Rams, man. So Matthew Stafford, great game, but you had some great players to throw it to, and these great players stepped up huge, specifically Cooper Kupp, Isaac. I still don't understand why they still let this dude get a free release. They let him get on top of him before they start turning around to get in their back pedal, and Cooper's so quick with his feet. It's the routes he run, but it's the fakery he gives them before he really gets into his route, and he's unguardable, bro.
Well, he's done a tremendous job this year, just the entire receiving corps, but definitely shine a light on what Cooper Kupp has done, man. I mean, third down, man, I've played in this league for a very long time, and I know guys who have made or buttered their bread off third downs only. I mean, they come in and really pick up the third down, keep the drive going. But we're talking about an every down player. Cooper Kupp is an every down player. He's there in the mixed downs. He's there for the third downs, and he's being keyed every single time. So for him to continue to get open the way he does is a tremendous salute to his work ethic. And the combination, the synergy that he has with Matthew Stafford. I mean, there's a lot of work that's been put in between these two, I think, and on the practice field. And just being able to hook up the way they do. I feel like Cooper Kupp has quarterback eyes. His eyes are open to what's going on in front of him. He's a patient route runner. And then when he gets the ball in his hand, just like I said about Debo Samuels, he's very good after the catch, man. He's very good running away from guys and extending plays. So, OBJ, what can we say? Doc, we saw initially they try to single up OBJ, which is, in my eyes, disrespect. So for him to start commanding that safety over the top, that's telling you that he's really putting their work down the field. So he made those clutch catches of the huge seam route where he took the big shot from the safety Ward in the face mask. Those are plays where, you know, we were taught to be 20 yards down the field, 2 yards from the sideline. And that safety is coming. The John Lynches of the world, they're coming, and they're going to lay a big hit on you. So for him to catch that football, keep that drive going, they were big. And it's contagious, Doc. Once guys start making big plays, somebody goes down, next man up, Mr. Blanton steps in. He's probably been chopping at the bit once Higby went out of the game to come in and play. And he played tremendous, man. Not only catching big passes, run after the catch, but also helping with blocking the Bosas of the world, man. Part of your job description when you're a tight end in the National Football League is that you're going to have to block Mr. Bosa sometimes by yourself. He did an admirable job, kept Matthew Stafford's feet clean, and salute to that young king as well.
Yeah, man, and I just the way Mr. Blanton had to step in, man, with Tyler Higbee going out, man, again, because Tyler Higbee is a huge loss. Regardless, even though Kendall Blanton played well, losing Tyler Higbee, because not only it's more than what Higbee does and with his route running and his blocking, it's his attitude, because he refuses to be punked out. He's like, "You're not punking me out. I don't care. You're not finna push me around." But also, man, you got to give it to Sean McVay, man, because the running game, they was doing a great job of shutting the running game down, but he still committed to the run. 29 carries for the Rams, just 70 yards, but he still understands we got to have the threat of the running game so we can play action pass this thing, because that is the formula. So, I mean, how much credit you give McVay, man? Go ahead.
So, Doc, one more time, just explain to our listeners how important that is, man. Even though it may not be working, you still have to go to it, man. It's important. Explain that to them, man.
It's so important, man, because when you're running the rock, man, that means the linebackers, they have to stay put. And you know, with guys like Cooper Kupp, who likes to slide behind the linebackers on some of his routes, even Van Jefferson and the tight end, it keeps them there. Also, man, it keeps the free safety and the cornerbacks kind of looking in the backfield, because, you know, with Sony Michel, he's fast, but having Cam Akers back there, Cam didn't get loose, just 13 carries for 48 yards, but he's one of them dudes that can get gone on you. So you have to pay attention to all of that, man. And then when you're running the rock, linebackers, man, you know, their job is really to stop the run. So that's their first responsibility. So when you got a quarterback who can play action that thing, man, when the team is still running, you have to respond. And if you respond just a half a second too slow and they throwing the ball, you know, a half a second in the league, that's a lot of time, man. So that's why running the ball and being committed to the run is huge, especially for a team like the Los Angeles Rams, because they want Matthew Stafford with their play action. You come up, you thinking the running back getting the rock. Now you just slid to the right. You stopping, you pausing, or you just slid to the left. You stopping and pausing. You looking at the running back because you think he got the ball. Now, all of a sudden, Matthew Stafford got that junt. He didn't got it, and he cupping that junt to Cooper. Yeah, I said junt. Like that Memphis game out of. He cupping that junt to Cooper. He giving it to Blatt, somebody underneath, so or even deep. So that's why having the threat of the running game is so important. So salute to Sean McVay for sticking to the running game, even though it wasn't working, man. And also salute to that offensive line, man, because – you know, Stafford was sacked twice, but a lot of times he had a clean pocket, man. He was able to let it go.
Oh, indeed, man. I'm just looking forward. I mean, I like the celebration part of this, man. Just seeing guys after the game, you know, getting your hats, getting your t-shirts. We talked about that, and just being on the podium, man, and just enjoying the moment. So, and let's remember, I think the last Super Bowl, the last NFC Championship game we played in was on the road in New Orleans. So to be able to do this in SoFi Stadium in front of our home fans, or 60% of our home fans, yeah, with the San Francisco 49ers, was represented real well up in there. But, I mean, it's a big moment for those guys, man. It's been something they'll never forget as long as they're on this earth.
And even still talking about this game, you're right, man. Great experience, man. You experienced it. I never did. I wish I would have, but I did experience it watching you up there. So, you know, I wasn't feeling exactly what you were feeling, but I was feeling the same way because my brother was up there in that situation. But we talked about how physical the 49ers are, man. But
yeah,
and talk about what the Rams did. Bro, this is indicative of how the Rams took it to the big bad bullies and told them, y'all not bullying us today, man. The Rams got out on top. 7-0, then San Francisco scored 17 straight points, bro. Rams were down 17-7 in the third quarter, but they didn't score anymore after that. The Rams took control of the game, and they took control of the physical aspect because, bro, the Rams ran 76 plays, man. They had the ball 35 minutes and 39 seconds. The Niners only ran 50 plays and had the ball 24 minutes, 20, 24 minutes and 21 seconds. What that says to me is that the Rams was controlling the line of scrimmage because they was taking care of the football, and they was pounding them because in order to have 26 more plays than the NFL team, you dominating out there physically, man, and that's what they did, bro, because not a lot of times if you lose, that means the other team is getting big plays and scoring quickly on you, but the 49ers weren't doing it. The Rams were having drives, sustained drives, and in order to do that, you got to be punching the other team in the mouth, bro.
Well, you know what, Doc? I think Coach Raheem Morris came in with a great game plan this week. So, I mean, you want to make a team one-dimensional, and definitely a team like the San Francisco 49ers, you want to make them one-dimensional. And that means the best option to take away is to take away that potent running game that they have, man. We've seen what it can do to us. We've seen how their guys normally fall forward, but we were getting tackles for loss. And you want to place this game in the hands of Garoppolo. I mean, just knowing his history, Doc, he's a good player. He makes good plays. At times when he gets rattled, he'll throw you the football. There were a couple of times Jalen Ramsey hit Jalen Ramsey right on the number five.
Yeah, you got to catch that, bro. Him.
So, yeah. And you got to. But those are the type style of defense that you want to play against this team. We made them one-dimensional, put the ball in Garoppolo hands, and put it in a position where we can start really chasing him with our pass rush and try to force him to make some mistakes. And the mistakes were made, Doc. So fortunately, those boys, Aaron Donald, Von Miller was getting great rush. Leonard Floyd, you can see the guys gained. And it was addition of Ernest Jones being back on the field too, Doc. A lot of people didn't see that. That helped our run stop defense, man, to really get these guys to put the game in Garoppolo hands. And that's what we got. He gave it to us at the end.
Now, talking about run-stop defense, got to get the defensive line some credit for that. But, you know, as much as I'm saluting, it's a couple of cats, bro. Guy, you know, come on, man. Bro, I got to say this because Troy Reader, I was almost ready to bench him last night, bro. He was out of position on a couple of on his pass defense. He missed some tackles. Debo just drugged, bro. Debo just, dog, you are a linebacker. Debo Samuel is a receiver. He drugged him, bro. So, Troy Reader, you got to do better, my guy. I mean, I'm sorry, bro. You got, because you had a bad night. Luckily that your bad night didn't cause us to lose the game, but he had some problems last night, but it doesn't matter. He'll hear about it in the film session, because if I was in he'll hear about it in the film session. Cats give it to him, but people backed him up, but you're right, man. Ernest Jones being back, and you know, A'shaun Robinson, just, you know, because San Francisco, they got a huge offensive line, and you made a key point. Huge. I'm gonna let you prop up Greg Gaines again, because Big Dog came to play last night. Even when he got loose, he was like somebody. He was like an animal looking for some meat, man. He didn't get to him, but he got loose. Hey, Greg Gaines played an outstanding game, man.
Well, the pep talk all week by the Aaron Donalds, by the Jalen Ramseys, you know, by the Eric Ruddles, man. They know the importance of these games. And when you get as much as attention as Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, Aaron Donald does from double teams, the guys, the offensive coordinators are looking at you. They're going to be guys who are singled up. Greg Gaines is normally going to be singled up. You have to win more than half those battles when you're singled up versus somebody and start making tackle for losses, getting pressure on the quarterback, moving Garoppolo. He did a great game, man. Just being relentless, and just having a motor, Doc, would take you a very long way when you're in Greg Gaines' position of play. So salute to him. Salute to the defensive coordinator once again, Raheem Morris, and just doing your job, Doc. It's just about doing your job and making your name and making your physicality being felt by the other team.
Now, and speaking of things being felt, man, my guy, Jacorsky Tart, I know he just felt everything, bro, because, you know, that was a key play, man. That interception that the San Francisco 49ers safety missed, man. We were down 17-14. I don't know what Matthew Stafford was looking at. I mean, I know he was looking at Van Jefferson, but first of all, Van was not open. Free safety made a good job of getting back over there and policing the middle of the field, but bro, to miss that interception, I was about to be sick. But when he missed it, we were down. You know, the Rams were down 17-14. Him missing that allowed us to finish that drive. And, hey, man, what can I say about Matt Gay? He hit a field goal. He knocked it in. Then he put us up. So, salute to the kicker, Matt Gay. But, hey, that was a big play, man. But at Isaac, I got to say this about Tart. I want people to understand. Should he have caught the ball? Yes. I'm glad he missed it. But, bro, going full speed, turning around, you know, his momentum was still taking him backwards. He ain't no receiver. He tried to kind of catch it like a T-Rex. So, you know, I kind of see why he missed it, but you in the NFL, you got to catch those. But was that as big of a play to you or misplay for the 49ers to you as it was to everybody else?
Doc, that's the very reason most defensive backs are on defense, because they can't catch the football. They get caught up in the lights, turning, looking for the football.
Yes.
That's the reason some offensive coordinators say, you know what, every quarter, we're going to throw the ball down the field, because those guys aren't training to find the football. They're trained to find the player first, then find the football. So that moment right there, I mean, I don't feel bad for him in the moment. Definitely a catchable ball. I think he was in between deciding if he'd catch it with his hands or in the basket.
Yes.
And it cost him. So, and like you said, no one was open on that play. Yep. You had two receivers running the exact same route. OBJ was running the post route. Van Jefferson running the post route. And you got the safety Tart right in the middle in between them. So no one was open on that play. I was just thinking, you know, maybe Matthew is trying to just take a shot, but that's not the shot you want to take, especially in that situation. Where the 49ers had figured that play out. So, you know, draw it back in, throw the check down, whatever you have to do. But please learn from that, man. I mean, we're going to this next game. Learn from that whole scenario of offensive play right there, and let's do better.
Everybody can learn, because Matthew Stafford shouldn't have thrown that ball, but we got a pass on it. You know what I'm saying? You had a great game, but that you shouldn't have done. Troy Reader, man, you got to play better. Jalen Ramsey, catch it with your hands, man. Don't try to get it to your body. Receivers to tell you that. And also, bro, Sean McVay, the two challenges. Isaac, I'm looking. I'm like, man, don't challenge it, bro. That's. I mean, you looking at it like I'm looking. He dropped it. He dropped it. You're going to lose, bro. He did it twice, and that's kind of uncharacteristic of him. And also, I think it was a third and one, third and short. And instead of letting Matthew Stafford paint the field like he had been doing, he put a screen to Sony Michel, which was just swallowed up right away. And I saw McVay tell Stafford, my bad. And Stafford didn't even look at him coming up the field, because he probably was pissed off, bro.
Doc, well, these are pressure moments, games, yes, man. And you can see the anxiety, the nervousness on Sean McVay's face, yeah, on some of the players' faces, man. You can see it. So, you know, it's kind of like he was chasing plays.
Yes.
And I don't like chasing stuff and chasing plays when you're playing football, man. You know, surely goodness and mercy shall hunt you down. You know, yeah, that's my take on stuff. But it's like he was searching. It's like he was searching for that next play and doing a lot more than just coordinating that offense yesterday, man. So as normally a lot of plays, a lot of things that he doesn't challenge, he wouldn't challenge. I think he's had three challenges all year, two in this game.
Yes.
So, uncharacteristic, no doubt. But, you know, you got to get back on. That pressure makes you call some plays that you don't want to call. That last third down to Sony Michel, man.
Yeah,
you don't want to throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage trying to get two versus this defense. They're swarming defense. And, you know, he owned up to it. So those pressure moments, man, you think these guys are just out there, they get paid a lot of money. But you have to be able to think in these situations as well. You can have stuff set up. You can have plays set up, scripted and everything for you. But then sometimes the flow of the game, you have to throw the analytics out of the window and just go with the flow of the football game, the flow of these running backs and flow of the offensive line. So huge moments, the moments I'm sure Sean McVay would like to get back. But all in all, when you win a football game, you know, all of that gets wiped clean. Had it gone opposite the way we won it last night, these things would have been the highlight. We probably would have been, you know, having Sean McVay sitting right next to McCarthy in Dallas right now. So these are stuff that has to be cleaned up, Doc, before we move on in the 2 weeks and play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, man, because I was like, that's not a first down. Yeah, he didn't get it. He didn't. I mean, so, he didn't get it. He come to red towel. What he flag? What are you doing? He didn't get it. That's not a fumble. I mean, it's not. They didn't fumble the ball. I'm looking at. Oh, come on, man. What's going on? But anyway, man.
Yeah.
Won the game despite the fact, because, you know, games are going to have questionable decisions. It's going to have plays that don't go your way. So hopefully you can get over it. So now the Rams are over it. they win 20-17 against the team that they needed to beat. Perfect script. It's a Hollywood movie. So now we got a game, not in Hollywood, it's in SoFi, against the Cincinnati.
Inglewood.
So, hey, with all the people at the game, now we get ready to face the Cincinnati Bengals who beat the Chiefs. And, you know, we'll preview that game later on this week. But right now, bro, salute to the LA Rams getting to the Super Bowl. And Isaac, you know how that feel, man, to stand on that podium, man. You might not know it. That's what I ain't gonna laugh, but that's what I be looking at, because I was looking at it yesterday. You got the stage. I mean, only certain players can get on the stage. This is the NFC Championship game. So I see the other players on the team. They're kind of looking up at the stage like, man, why come I can't be on the stage? You know what I'm saying? But everybody can't get on the stage. How does it feel being on that stage in that moment, man? Talking to the fans like, okay, we got there, and now you know the Super Bowl is the next step.
Well, Doc, two things, man. Honestly, if you're on the stage, you really want to be down celebrating with your teammates, because those are the guys that help you get there. And secondly, it's like you want to exhale, but you can't exhale because you know you got another game to play. You know what I'm saying? So you celebrate within the moment. You throw your T-shirt on. You throw your hat on. Take the pictures. And then you start thinking about the next game, man. The next game is the biggest game. This is like – as far as sports are concerned, this is the second best feeling that you can ever have in sports right here. And it's just getting on that stage. The best feeling is what can happen in 2 weeks, you know, in Super Bowl 56. So we take this game, take it in full stride, man. And it's almost time to start getting prepared, man.
$5 billion stadium, man, going to host the biggest show in football. And the home team is going to be there. That's going to be huge. And one more thing before we get up out of here, bro. I still don't understand why they talk to owners first. I know you own the team, but at least talk to the coach and somebody who's out there that's, you know what I'm saying? If I was the owner, I'd be like, hold on, holler at me after you holler at the coach. And after coach, I'd be hollering at me after you holler at my, you know, my star player. I don't understand that, bro.
Hey, man, it's the man who writes the checks, man, and they know that. So
you built the house.
They want to talk to the owner. Are you the owner? That's the piece. Say, listen, I want to talk to the owner. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the owner. I'm an owner, so I want to talk to the owner. So, yeah. I mean, that's the way it goes, man, you know. But great game, Doc. Aaron Donald, man, he was sensational, you know, closing it out defensively, man. That's what you want to see, having it in your hand defensively and then closing it out the way they did, man. Great game.
What you want to see is your best player, AD, talking to his unit, being vocal, coaching them up on the sideline. Not only that, Isaac, to do that, then to go out on the field and make the play, because he made the play. They say he don't talk much, but when he does talk, he still backs it up. So anything else you want to add before we get out of here, man? NFC champions, you know what I'm saying? LA Rams, you know, you're an NFC champion. You got an NFC championship ring, or you just rocking Super Bowl?
Two.
You know,
you got two. I just got one of those.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything else you want to add before? Because I saw your sister at the game. I saw your sister at the game. Yeah. I said, well, she deep in the game. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Well, she represented the Bruce family very well. You know, although she's a Dolph fan, I told her, listen, you got to change all your apparel, you know, when you're coming into this Ram kingdom, okay? Yeah. And, But one last thing about Aaron Donald, you know, people say he doesn't talk much, but those are the ones you really listen to when they do speak. And when they start rallying guys along, you know, it's normally the conversation is long. Normally, watch what I do and follow and do what I do. So
like you.
Big time game, man.
Yeah, like you. You identifying with him well. That's you. That was you. Yeah. You ain't say much, but when you did talk, Cass, I had to listen.
Let's go. Let's go get it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's going to do it for another great episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until later this week, we out.